Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesha, and I am glad that you're interested in hearing what wisdom the horses shared this past week. This week, the topic was how strong the pull of habit and pattern is. It came to the surface with Missy and trailer loading this week. Such a powerful share, as acknowledging this dynamic can be so helpful to understanding our horses and their actions, as well as understanding ourselves. One of those chapters that would surely go in a user's manual if there was such a thing. Wouldn't that be handy? So let's talk about habits and patterns. They are powerful. They can direct our lives if we let them run unsupervised. We are definitely creatures of habit. And when we want something different in our lives, there is usually the breaking of a pattern involved. Whether it's a behavior or a thought, something will have to change. This past week, Missy gave me a great example of this concept around trailer loading. Really, she reminded me of it because last fall, Delilah showed it to me. So I'll just give a little shout out to her because she did show me first. Missy was a great reminder, though, and so that's why we're talking about it now. Back in February, when we moved to our new location, there was one horse that needed a little chemical support to get on the trailer. Yes, that was Missy. Over the years that I've known her, I've seen her load like a champ and then refuse to get on the bus. With our upcoming clinic weekend, the time was definitely now to start creating a different experience around the trailer. And I had lent my trailer out, so I finally got it back, and we were ready. Most likely, if you've been around horses for some time, you've seen some very interesting things around loading horses onto trailers. It sure makes you appreciate a good loader. One of the things that can happen when that crowd gathers around the trailer and the horse is having a hard time getting on, there are a lot of armchair coaches, or they even try to get themselves in the game and take over and take control and show you how it should be done. But there can be lots of chaos and lots of opinions. Never something I liked at all, because it can be an absolute circus. And I like things calm. I like things boring. With this mindset, I set out to support Missy in boring trailer loading to keep all of that type of chaos away. Not that I'm always around people that would do that, but it, because I have that memory, sometimes those same feelings come up. So I'm aware of my patterns as well and want to create a different experience for all of us, or at least both me and the horse. And I employed something that helped me a lot with my dog, who could be described as reactive. And this is taking the philosophy or approach of letting things be his choice. In fact, there's a game called It's Your Choice that perpetuates into much of what we do. I kind of copied off of this with my approach to having trailer loading be boring. To invite the horse to make the choice to get on the trailer, I have a feed tub with a sprinkling of grain in the front of the trailer. I make sure the horse knows it's there, and then I let them decide if they want to go on the trailer and eat it. Missy and I set out to play trailer, as I like to call it. I set the tub in the trailer and held the lead rope very loosely. I was not pulling on it at all. There was no pressure. And I watched Missy go through all of the same antics that she would when she was asked much more directly to get on the trailer. I found this fascinating that horses will go through the same patterns with or without human interference or human influence. I saw Delilah do the same thing last fall when I was playing trailer with her. But I hadn't seen Delilah load. So with her, I was just guessing that what she did was her regular trailer loading routine. It was how she got or didn't get on a trailer. With Missy, though, I'd actually seen her do this. And I recognized the pattern. It was the exact same thing when the rope was tight and she was being told to get on the trailer as when she could make any choice. Really, well, she couldn't completely leave, but you know, she could just stand outside of the trailer. She could get on the trailer, or she could do this dancing around pattern that she had. And that's where she started out with the dancing around pattern. And again, it's so amazing for me to see how deep pattern is. Just like with us, it can run things if we aren't aware. And that's not always a bad thing, but sometimes it isn't what we really want. Most of the time, the instances of feeling stuck or like we're not where we want to be or we're not succeeding, these are all because we've fallen victim to habit and pattern, including the habits and patterns of negative thoughts or limiting beliefs. And the best news is a great antidote is to create a new pattern. And this is exactly what I wanted to do with these mares in their trailer loading patterns. Because the pattern was in there and we had to create a new pattern for getting on the trailer, I wanted to help them redefine how they did this. So my best way to do this was to take the pressure off and let it be their choice to get on the trailer, because I felt that this would help them rewrite this story and rewire the pattern. I hope with both Missy and Delilah that giving them that choice would create this new pattern and a new association, so that when they saw the trailer, they would then think of something pleasant and not eventful. And the great news was that it happened with Missy a lot quicker than I thought it would. So Missy was able to actually walk herself on the trailer after we did this a couple times. I've always thought that was just so cool to have a horse that you could toss the lead rope over their neck and have them just walk on the trailer. And Missy gave me that gift. She was this horse twice now. Two times she's done it. So we've started a new pattern. Now, if she goes back to her old habit, that doesn't take away all the good we did. It really just means that she's feeling more pressure. And that habit, that coping mechanism, came back for an instant. And, you know, with horses, we don't always know why, how, when they feel pressure, because we aren't wired the same way and we don't think like they do. So it's not labeled as a failure. And if I remember not to take it personally, not to feed it by letting my energy get chaotic, it will most likely be a blip on the screen. Because just like us, when we're under pressure or stressed, we revert to our deep-seated coping mechanisms too. And the great news is, we get a chance to try again, to take that fresh start now that we're aware of a pattern and we've stepped out of it. Hopefully, Missy will get on the trailer to and from the clinic without a hitch. And if she doesn't, we'll deal with it and continue to play trailer and deepen that new habit of trailer loading. And remember, the old wiring never goes completely away, so sometimes we or our horses can slip into those ruts. And it isn't indicative of a failure, it just is an is. Knowing this can make a big difference for both our horses and for us. In our work with horses and our dealings with ourselves and other humans, the same dynamic unfolds. So this is another one of those instances where a little knowledge and practice with the gracious nature of our horses can make the rest of our lives better. Thank you so much for listening to this weekly bit of horse wisdom. Sorry, my words are going too fast. If you'd like more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise, or confidencethroughconnection.com. Have a wonderful week. And the horses and I invite you to create a fun new habit. Bye for now.